Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 29th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of events news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Raise a Glass for Hope. Healing House's Martini Tour unites community in support of grieving families. Healing House, a nonprofit organization in Louisiana's Acadiana community, is hosting its annual Martini Tour and Gala, featuring innovative martini creations from local businesses. The event, running from June to August, raises funds to support grieving children and families. Cowboy Auctioneer, a key partner, helps raise essential funds for Healing House's mission. Founder Heath Hale expressed his support for the organization's vital role. The Martini Tour and Gala not only raises funds, but also raises awareness about the support Healing House provides. With community support, Healing House continues to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those facing loss. Learn more about the event and how to donate at the Healing House website.
Why hundreds of classic car owners are driving hours to this small Illinois town on August 9th. For almost five decades, car enthusiasts have flocked to Freeport, Illinois for the annual Freeport Cruise Night. This year, on August 9th, the tradition continues as classic cars, muscle cars, and hot rods will cruise through the heart of downtown once again. Families from Wisconsin, Iowa, and all over Illinois drive hours to be part of this event that brings together generations of car lovers. Sponsored by J.H. Barkow & Sons, a family-owned business serving the automotive community for 72 years, this year's Cruise Night promises to be a memorable experience. From classic car displays to live music and delicious food, this event is not just about cars. It's about creating lasting memories with loved ones. Save your spot early at FreeportCruiseNight.com and join the celebration on August 9th at 4 p.m. in Freeport, Illinois.
R. Allen Jensen exhibition Sweeter for It, 43 Rare Unseen Pieces of Art Discovered by Widow, celebrate the extraordinary body of work by R. Allen Jensen at the upcoming exhibition Sweeter for It. Discover 43 rare, unseen pieces of art that confront the certainty of death with fearless inquiry and exquisite craft. Join the event at Blackwall Studios on August 9th and 10th, 2025 from 1 to 4:30 p.m. 50% of the proceeds will support the R. Allen Jensen Foundation, aiding students and artists. Don't miss this unforgettable experience showcasing Jensen's vision and devotion. For interviews and an early showing, contact Susanna Z. Mantis at 360-333-5113. RSVP for the exclusive pre-funk event on Friday, 8/8, hosted by the Tafoyas, by texting 425-359-6136. Creative Biolabs to host webinar on next generation tumoroid on a chip technology. Creative Biolabs will host a webinar on August 22, 2025 at 12 p.m. EDT, focusing on the tumoroid on a chip platform, a 3D tumor model for preclinical testing. Dr. Mohsin Akbari from the University of Victoria will present on tumor microenvironment modeling. This webinar is open to oncology and drug development professionals. 3D tumor systems provide more accurate drug response assessment. Key topics include high-throughput tumoroid-on-plate systems and immunotherapy screening. Dr. Akbari's research focuses on tumor-on-a-chip platforms. Creative Biolabs offers a portfolio of 3D tumor modeling platforms for oncology research, enabling evaluation of drug responses in a more in vivo-like tumor microenvironment.
Baltimore by Baltimore Festival Series returns August 2nd with House on the Harbor, featuring Collective Minds. The Baltimore by Baltimore Festival Series is back on August 2nd with House on the Harbor, featuring Collective Minds. This waterfront music and maker series showcases Baltimore's best talent, artists, makers, and food vendors at the Inner Harbor Amphitheater.
The lineup includes DJs like Wayne Davis, OG, Tommy Davis, Meesh, and Biscuit. Makers and vendors will offer a variety of goods, while local vendors will provide food and drinks. The festival runs from 2 to 8 p.m. and is free to the public. Don't miss the next event on September 6th, curated by Mr. Trash Wheel. For more information, visit waterfrontpartnership.org.
Sheila Y. Oliver Foundation hosts second annual Legacy Brunch, celebrating women's leadership. The Sheila Y. Oliver Foundation recently hosted the second annual Sheila Y. Oliver Legacy Brunch, honoring 9 trailblazing women leaders and commemorating the lasting impact of the late Lieutenant Governor Sheila Y. Oliver. The event, held in Clifton, New Jersey, brought together over 350 guests from various sectors to support the foundation's mission of empowering underserved communities and cultivating the next generation of women leaders. Governor Phil Murphy praised the awardees for embodying the integrity and compassion that Sheila Oliver exemplified. Keynote speaker Tisha Campbell highlighted Oliver's tireless advocacy for underserved communities. The event also marked the foundation's rebrand to Sheila Y. Oliver Foundation, reflecting its commitment to civic engagement and leadership development. The program featured live entertainment, a tribute video to Lieutenant Governor Sheila Y. Oliver, and recognition of student interns and scholarship recipients. The event provided networking opportunities and was supported by various sponsors, including United Airlines, PSEG, and Johnson & Johnson.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.